This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. As if you hadn't had enough of me today. Rhea Hughes here with Kyle Quinn because apparently Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are underwater.
Little now, connection issue.
Yeah, they're not underwater again like they were last week, which was my favorite thing. But they're having some connection problems down there from Citizens Bank Park as we await the Phillies and Braves beginning of the doubleheader. I've been waiting all morning, Kyle. I have hit refresh on my computer like 1,000 times waiting for the lineup.
Yeah, we need to see if Bryce Harper's going to be in it. Little bit concerned if he's not going to be, but I don't know. If he's not, I feel like it's definitely retaliation time.
So here, I was thinking about that. So say he doesn't play the first game, Harper, but he plays the second game. And they obviously know that, but they don't have to post that lineup. So I was wondering, you know, do you do it while he's in the game?
I don't know. Does it make it any more, like, I feel like you have to do it anyway. Do you think there's any chance he doesn't play both games? Like,
I think there's absolutely a chance he doesn't play both.
I guess maybe I should say any chance he plays one as opposed to neither or both.
I think he plays the night game. Just to give him a little extra time, although I don't know what, 4 or 5 hours more will do for a contusion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, by the way, I love when they say contusion. Have you had a contusion?
Well,
they hurt like hell.
Contusion sounds like it's worse of an injury than
than a bruise.
But they're like, it's just a bruise. Yeah, as long as there's no structural
damage. I get contusions from my dog all the time. It's worse in the summer because he likes to attack me. The dog attacks me when I walk through the house because he's happy to see me.
That's good.
Then I forget something in the car and I get the same greeting. It's like it bruises all over my legs. But
Look, I'm hoping that these guys are able to get connection down here because we're going to do more Jalen Hurts stuff for 2 hours. I'm sure you've had enough of that.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing is, so for most of the year, I was on to camera side, Jalen hasn't been phenomenal. However, once the Washington game happened and he got injured, I was like, this offense does not run the same without him.
Yeah, well, they scored like 30-something points in that game, I think, on offense.
Yeah, but I looked at that game before he got injured. I thought he was gonna help put a 40 spot on him.
So that was, I think, probably the best little pocket of games that he played that entire season, that Steelers game.
Was that Steelers, Bengals?
Yes, and that was right after AJ.
People discount the Bengals game. I know the Bengals defense sucks. He was perfect at one point.
That was like the one game.
And didn't play the fourth quarter.
Yes, that was the game where I was like, okay, that's a really, really good Jalen Hurts game. Yeah. The Steelers game was off the heels of the Panthers game where AJ Brown said the passing offense didn't look good, and then Hurts did the Steelers game. That's what you wanted to see. Marched up and down the field against Washington. And then he got injured, and then, things got a little bit
longer.
Then
he missed, the last three games?
And I think he could have probably come back in the final game.
But they didn't need him.
But they didn't need him. And then, we know how it went in the playoffs. I think maybe a little bit rocky in Green Bay. Rams game a little better, but there was some weather there. But then finished it off with the last two games, the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, which, in my opinion, I think clouds how people view the season that he had. Like, they were the 29th ranked passing offense that year. The wide receiver did have to call out the passing offense. And if you ask me,
but instead of turtling up, they got it together.
They did. It just, I just find it a little bit interesting that if you have a passing offense that includes AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, the offensive line that you have, how is that a 29th ranked passing offense? That still doesn't.
Maybe when you have a running back who's running 2,000 yards.
Yeah. Well, sure.
And the threat of him to run.
I agree. You know? And I think that's sort of symbiotic with Hurts and Saquon is that they go back and forth.
That's the best phrase to use it because it's I think the thing with Jalen and Saquon now is what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. I guess it's sort of and the chicken and the egg thing is good because I wonder if they switched to that run-heavy offense because they said, hey, you know, we have Saquon Barkley here and a great offensive line, or if they had to switch more out of necessity and that
they had to. I think that there were issues with Jalen, and this is just, you know, my supposition, Jalen and Kellen Moore meshing together early. I don't think there's any question about that. They weren't on the same page. So then it basically, and you know, the guys looked at it and said, we've got, you know, Saquon Barkley. Let's just do it.
Yeah. All right. Rhea, yes. I appreciate you. I believe the guys are ready. I'm going to put them up.
Let's see.
Joe, are you there?
Joe Giglio?
Are we ready? Are we ready to do a show here?
You know, do I need to do overtime for you guys? Seriously?
Way to get it together back there, friend.
I was walking out the door.
This is all Hugh's fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It always is.
By the way, I just wanted to mention that.
Rhea, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Fort Washington, they're McGurks. We love McGurks.
Sorry. I thought nobody tells me anything around here. All right, guys, have a good show.
It's quite all right. Thank you, Rhea. All right, welcome on in. It is the Midday Show, which was the Kyle Quinn and Rhea Hughes show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I forgot what I was about to say, but it probably wasn't that important anyway.
That might be my new favorite Daily Douglas. I forgot. It wasn't that important anyway. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. A shorter show because we got a Phillies doubleheader today. And if Bryce Harper's not in the lineup, I need two Braves
pegged. You're going to fight somebody?
I want two Braves pegged, right? Two games, two Braves pegged. All right, we'll get to that leading off coming up at 12. Hugh, today, before we get into everything, we are live at McGurk's in Fort Washington. So come on out. They have breakfast specials right now. You see this menu right
here? Yeah, I did. I was checking
pretty
it out.
Pretty darn good. All right, coming out to McGurk's in Fort Washington. We are here doing the show, leading it all the way into the Phillies game. All right, 215-592-9494. Thank you again to Rhea and to Kyle for starting us off. And Hugh, they were discussing a few things, Rhea and Kyle, before our connection was fixed. Number one was the Phillies, right? We got a doubleheader today.
Yes.
And hopefully win both or at least one and get this series against the Braves. The other thing they were discussing is something that's become a big topic here in the last couple of days, and we hit on it for the first time at the end of our show yesterday, and you know what that is, Hugh. It's list season. It's quarterback list season, and Jalen Hurts is on the Pro Football Focus list of their top quarterbacks in the NFL entering the 2025 season. They put him number five. Now, not just five, but they put him in the second tier of quarterbacks.
Yeah, respectfully.
I think respectfully. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Joe Burrow. Number three, Lamar. Number four, Josh Allen. And then a line, and then Hurts in the high-end starters, but not elite. And yesterday we brought this up. I said I think it's totally fair. I don't view Hurts right now entering 2025 as elite. I view him as a very good player, and obviously could win a Super Bowl with him, and I trust him in big games. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. And yesterday when we brought it up, you said you think right now he's the second-best quarterback in pro football.
Yes, and I wholeheartedly believe that. And I understand. See, here's the thing. This is one of those arguments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That it all depends on your stance and where you align, how you fall on this. I've always been the guy that it goes on a year-to-year basis. And last year, because of what Jalen was able to accomplish, to me, he's the second-best quarterback in the NFL. You talk about him besting Patrick Mahomes at his best. Now, that's a conversation. That's a separate conversation to be had because, you know, statistically, Patrick Mahomes had a down year. Mm-hmm. But he was able to make it to the Super Bowl, and I think that's a testament to his skill set. But when you look at the accomplishments that Jalen Hurts had last year and the way that he played the game, and he stayed within himself, I think though all those intangibles, those unquantifiable intangibles, to me, they matter. And that's why I put him as the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, you know, you said it yesterday. I don't agree. I think where Pro Football Focus ranked him as five is very fair, and I can't rank him above that. I look at it as, and you can move these four in any order you want. I would put Mahomes one without question. But Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Burrow, Allen, wherever you want to rank him, you rank him. I view it as those are the four best quarterbacks of pro football. And then Jalen Hurts is after that. I don't have him as a top two guy. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what I think of when I think of a list like this and why I just can't put Hurts as a top two guy, even though he just won the Super Bowl. So you could look at any stat you want, and none of them, to me, point to Hurts as that level of consistent excellence. All right, five quarterbacks in the league last year had a 70% completion. Hurts wasn't one of those. Six quarterbacks threw for 4,000 yards. Hurts wasn't one of those. Five quarterbacks threw for 30 touchdowns. Hurts wasn't one of those. Eight quarterbacks averaged 250 yards per game. Hurts wasn't one of those. Four quarterbacks had a passer rating of 105 or better. Hurts wasn't one of those. QBR, four quarterbacks had 70 or better. Hurts wasn't one of those. Like, I picked out six different statistical things, and he wasn't the top or really close to the top in any of them. He wasn't top four in any of them. He wasn't top five, six, five. You know, you go through it. He just wasn't an elite quarterback last year. And I just think we're given a little bit, and I know this might sound crazy, but I believe it. I think we're given a little too much weight with this ranking and these rankings, and you say in top two, to the Super Bowl. I mean, Hugh, if we had this discussion in the middle of the playoffs, nobody would have him as the second best quarterback.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, and I understand wholeheartedly and perfectly what you're saying. But as a former player, and this is how I think, only thing that matters is winning the Super Bowl. Correct?
Yes, it is. But that's a team accomplishment, not just him.
But the guy that helps you get there is the quarterback and the way that he plays. And he might, statistically, he might not be the best quarterback out of the list of five that we have.
He's not.
Well, six.
Yeah.
He's not. Five. Whatever the number parcels out
to be. Pro Football Focus put him at five.
Yeah. So that's the case. That might be a fact, but he has that it factor that, to me, puts him above all those other guys that you've mentioned.
See, I think he has an it factor, but Derek Jeter had an it factor in baseball.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
He is, and Jalen Hurts might be a Hall of Famer. But Derek Jeter wasn't better than Barry Bonds. He wasn't better than Albert Pujols. He wasn't better than Alex Rodriguez. He had an it factor, and he played for a great team, and he was part of that great team. Like, Hurts is part of this great team.
Mm-hmm.
I go back, like, I think Hurts and young Russell Wilson are very similar. They're very good.
Totally agree.
But I go back to that. I try to put my brains this morning back into that time, right? Russell Wilson's heyday, his young days when he was with the Seahawks and they won a Super Bowl. He was a champion. But I never really thought he was better than Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought he was better than Tom Brady. I never thought he was better than Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers. And that's kind of what I look at with this. Like, whoever you think is better, I view the four guys right now between Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, like, they're this generation's of that, of the Breeze, right? Like, and then you go back to that time, Russell and Ben Roethlisberger, they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think they were as good as those guys, even though Russell may have won more for a certain period of time. That's where I think we're at with Hurts. Like, he's tremendous. I love that he's here, and he's going to be here for years to come. But top two in the whole NFL?
This is how I look at it, Joe. And I know this might be hard for some people to fathom because a lot of fans, which I totally respect, are grounded in stats and athleticism. And when you talk about those guys, that's exactly what you're talking about. Standalone athleticism. But you know who Jalen Hurts reminds me of? And people will relate to the analogy that I'm about to make. Captain America, the first Avenger. Remember that movie?
Of course. One of my favorites.
And it was about Cap being a guy who had the heart. He had the spirit, but he didn't have the athleticism. He didn't have the size. He couldn't be a soldier. That's all he wanted to do is protect his country. That's kind of what Jalen Hurts reminds me of in the sense that he doesn't have the biggest arm. He is not the most athletic of those guys that you mentioned. He's not.
Right, he's not Lamar. Or even Allen as an athlete. Yeah.
But he has an intangible that supersedes all those other intangibles that mean something. And I know that for a lot of people, when I say it like that and I try to, you know, articulate it the way that I did, they're not gonna get that. I get that. I totally understand that. But that's what he brings to the table. He brings that intangible to the table where he does enough and just enough in certain occasions to win the game.
Well, look, there's no one's ever said he's not a winner. I believe that from Alabama to Oklahoma to the Eagles, and that's a great trait.
And that's what it is. And for me, Joe, not to cut you off, because you're right. You're right in a sense. But to me, especially in this day and age, that quality that he has, that intangible that he has, means more than any other that you could have, any other trait that you can have in a quarterback, in my opinion.
Ultimately, everyone listening to us, that's all that really matters, right? Because we're Eagles fans. We want the Eagles to win. As long as Jalen Hurts is here and they keep winning, who cares where he's ultimately ranked? I just, it's hard for me to say it. Maybe I'm too caught up in everything else. It's just hard for me to say he's better than those guys, because I feel like during the regular season, Sunday to Sunday, week to week, they play better than him. Like, more consistently excellent. And they're not, it's not like I need him to be more of a pocket guy, because Lamar is ahead of him on my list, and Lamar's more of a runner, right? Like, it doesn't, I don't care what kind of quarterback you are, as long as you play well. And I just feel like those four play well more often than he does. 215-592-9494. All right, we're live today at McGurk's in Fort Washington. We haven't been here in a couple years, here.
We haven't. It's been a couple years?
I think 2 years ago we were here.
Wow.
Unless I forget, I don't think we were here last year, but I'm happy to be back. We're here today doing this show. Come on out. Hang out with us. There's breakfast specials. There'll be lunch, of course. Phillies start at 1 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Someone else at WIP believes that Jalen Hurts is the second-best quarterback in pro football right now. Not just Hugh Douglas. And we got to get to someone that I hate agreeing with, but I think he framed it correctly, the Jalen Hurts discussion. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show live at McGurk's in Fort Washington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.